Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
While Rocky, Di, and Mitz still strive to get away from a Hoppetai, the crew of the missing Taurus have fallen into the hands of an Amazon race on a planet called Astros. Ilma is separated from the boys. Paul and Ivan find themselves classed as scullions and are locked up. It is obvious that they are regarded as nothing more than slave workers, and Ivan decides they must try to overpower the wardress and take her pistol. But barely are the words out of his mouth when the door flies open and the wardress warns them against trying such measures. Now she has gone, and the two lads look at each other in dismay.
It's hopeless, Ivan. No matter which way you look at it.
I wonder what she meant by the machine.
Unruly scullions were always quietened by the machine, and we'd get the same treatment. That's what she said.
It must be something to take away their will to resist.
Well, if we get that treatment, we'll be finished.
Then we must avoid it at all costs. First, let us speak lower.
Why? What good'll that do?
I'm not sure in my mind whether these people have any strong hearing or perhaps this room has a microphone to pick up all that is said.
Oh, of course. Yeah, could be. Hey, shall we look?
First, pretend we have quarreled and do not wish to speak. That will explain why nothing is heard.
Okay, it's worth trying.
I am sure that we have just been saying... I am sure that it must have been heard. We have spoken too softly. Now. Paul, why do you not speak? You are not angry with me?
Of course I'm angry. You and your plans, you nearly landed us in trouble.
But listen.
I don't want to listen.
But Paul,
shut up, will you? See anything like a microphone?
Not yet.
They're probably built in.
It is useless. If we found a microphone and touched it, they'd know. There would be scratching noises in the loudspeaker or whatever they use.
Oh, I forgot about that. Shall we tackle the wardress?
Yes. Fula, look out.
I bring you food.
Thanks. It's kind of you.
Ha. You change your speech. You do not wish the machine? Why do you not talk to one another?
How do you know we do not talk?
Gad, scullion, many things are known to me.
What is to happen to us?
You will work as all scullions must. You are young. You will work well.
How long will we have to work?
In faith, there's always work to be done on Astros.
You intend to keep us here?
Why should we give you release? You are young and there is a wildness in you. But soon you will embrace the pleasurable duty of work as all scullions do. Feed yourself. You will need your strength tomorrow. What thing is this?
I don't know. He took some of the food.
The food is good.
It must have been poisoned.
It's impossible.
It must be poisoned. Do something.
Do not believe.
I think he's going to die.
If the ruler hears... Let me see.
Ivan, look, see, in his mouth.
Well, I cannot see.
Got it. Now move back, Wardress. I'm not sure what this pistol does, but if you try anything, we will find out.
Nice work, Ivan.
Nice work for you to get it to nail me like that.
You will go ill with you for this.
No.
Give back to me my pistol.
You move back there, far into that corner. Paul, check the door and see how it locks.
I'll do that.
Tis mutiny for a scullion to act thus. It will go badly for you.
Keep moving. Right back. I will not hesitate to pull this trigger.
I figured it, Ivan.
When I get back, slam the door shut.
Come back, scullion.
Stay where you are. Now, Paul, the door.
It's locked. We've done it.
Don't let us stop to congratulate ourselves yet.
Which way?
There is another space between the buildings. Come on.
Hear that? The chase is on.
That machine. If they use it to destroy our willpower, we'll be slaves forever. They must not catch us. They must not.
Desperately, Paul and Ivan pelt between the tall glass-like buildings, seeking frantically for somewhere to hide. Meanwhile, on a Hoppetai, Rocky has just returned to the streak.
Hey, Rocky boy, let me help you off of that space suit.
All right, thanks, Mitch.
Yeah. Well, that's a relief.
Yeah.
Whew, it's good to breathe normal atmosphere again. Hey, how are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm fine. Considering I woke up to find myself nearly minus an arm.
I gave him treatment to quieten him down, Rocky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The good old neuro-ray. Sure quietens the nerves. Was I a case of nerves?
Rocky, I was beginning to worry about you. If those tripeds had tried to do the same thing to you...
Oh, no. Now they understand now, Di, that we can't be grown the same way as they are.
How do you like the way? Chop a limb off and grow a new triped from it. Grow a new limb, too.
We were just talking about it, Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
They must be developed from some type of lizard life.
Yes, just like lizards can lose a tail and grow it again.
Eh?
Yes.
Yeah, that would account for the scales, too. But there's more to it than that, Di.
Yeah? What'd you find out, Rocky boy? They give you the core so we can get a weight in the screwy place?
Well, not yet, Mitch. But I think we'll have it before long.
Before long? How long do they expect us to stay in this nut house?
Now, listen, don't worry. They made a bargain with me.
They did?
Yeah. If we'll try and help them, they'll give us the course.
Help them?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just wave a ray gun under their eyes like I said? That'd make them talk.
Oh, Mitch, you ought to know by now. I won't do things like that unless it's unavoidable.
What sort of help do they want, Rookie?
Yeah, why are they so mad keen to get technical skill? Why'd they want to grow a twin brother on me?
Well, I found out about that, too. It appears they've lost their skills. Their ancestors had them, but since they've been on the Opitai, they turned to studying thought and time instead of mechanics.
Yeah, but according to their story, their ancestors had the tools and things when they landed here.
Yeah, well, the tools wore out. And there weren't enough scientists in that first shipload. There were more philosophers. So, now they've decided that they must get back their lost skills.
Oh, but Rocky, why? If they can fly through the air and open and shut great heavy doors all by thought power, they don't need other skills.
Di, come to the window. You remember how, when they escaped from their original planet, they had to heat this place up by atomic radiation fires? Well, you see those domes?
Don't tell me they do the heating.
Mm-hmm, they do. But they were created hundreds of years ago, or maybe thousands, and they're becoming played out. The temperature's dropping. Some domes have stopped working already.
If they can't be started up again, that'll be the end of the tripeds?
Exactly. And they realize that. They know we are their only hope.
You mean they expect us to start those things up again?
Yes. I'm sorry, Mitch, but as you're the electronics engineer, it looks as most of the responsibility will be yours.
Oh, it would be.
But if we do it, will they give us the course away from here, up through the rings of Saturn?
Yes, Di.
Well, some deal you made.
Mitch, we must help them. We just can't leave them to die out.
No, I suppose not.
Good. Then you'll tackle the job?
Well, I'm not promising anything, but come on, climb into those spacesuits again. I'll have a look at those things.
This one's definitely not working, Rocky.
Yeah? You sure there?
It's not humming. The active ones are.
Yeah. Hey, you're right at that. I noticed.
Wonder how long it was since it was packed up.
I'm not sure, Mitch. But I gathered the impression it's been some time, you know?
Well, it shouldn't be too radioactive, then.
Yeah, the question is, how do we get into the thing?
Well, there's no sign of any door. I better walk a bit further on.
Okay. Well, there must be some sort of an entrance.
Hey, wait. Hold your horse a bit.
Yeah?
What's that stud thing sticking out just there?
Where?
See? Just like the end of a pencil.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Try pressing it.
Okay. Now go.
Well, pull on it.
That's it.
Huh?
This bit of wall's moved. Push on it, Rocky boy.
Okay.
Stiff, isn't it?
Well, no wonder. It's lain here for centuries. No longer.
Coming inside?
Yeah, here's the light. Hey.
Some place.
Yeah.
Get an eye for that equipment.
Yeah, I'm looking, Mitch. Boy, you know, they were way ahead of us.
Yeah, it seems a different system.
Certainly is a different system. Just thought of something.
Hmm?
Do you think you can follow it through?
Well, I don't know. Guy can try. Hey, these tripeds weren't kidding when they said they'd lost the skill.
Hmm?
Our ancestors sure knew something about electronics.
You know, it gives you a queer feeling to think it was built all that time ago. But, Mitch, do you think you'll be able to set it going again?
I don't know. I'll look around, but I can't figure how to charge it. And that's the whole... Unless... Say, that pile of metal rods. Turn the light over that way.
Over here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, that might be some kind of refill. Hey, Rocky.
Yeah?
Do you feel kind of worn?
warm, yeah. It's funny, I do. Hey, Mitch, it couldn't be.
The only thing it could be is radioactivity still in here.
Still here?
Yeah.
I tell you, we'd better get out of here quickly. Come on, Mitch.
Yeah. What was I thinking of? What? I'm going nuts. I should have tested this with the Geiger. As soon as we came in, I should have tested it.
I know it. Hey, Mitch. Mitch, do you feel weak, too?
Yeah, Rocky. Looks like we got a nice little dose.
Yeah, we did. We got to get back to the street, Mitch. Treatment, we've got to get back while we've still the strength to do it.
Staggering weakly, holding each other from falling, the two space-suited figures start the long journey back toward the streak. Have they the strength to reach it? And what of Paul and Ivan running from the Amazons of Astros? There are further thrills ahead, so don't miss the next chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space!